When students first come to Duke, they are brimming with promise, bursting from the conviction that they are unique, valued, extraordinary. Yet many soon find that for all of Duke's promise, it can be a deeply challenging place. It's difficult to ask critical questions about the status quo of our culture and to seek honest answers. But only by pushing to shed light on the less beautiful aspects of our lives can we engage meaningfully about how to address them. Welcome back to the next episode of Croncast, the only Duke-specific podcast under 7 minutes so you can listen on a C1. Every week, we'll bring you stories from columnists, students, and staff. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy Campus Drive. This week on Croncast, we sat down with columnist Jackson Floberg. He writes a column called Filling the Void, where he explores questions that are fundamental to the human experience. Jackson wrote a column called My Duke, about his observations of the way that Duke's pressure cooker atmosphere has influenced his friends and peers. Although Jackson has grown up around Duke his whole life, he's coming to terms with what he sees as the institution's flaws, the ones that he never noticed as a kid. To get us started, do you think other schools foster a more forgiving environment for mental health than Duke?
I grew up in Charlotte, so a lot of my friends go to UNC or NC State. There does seem to be much less weight placed academic thriving than there is at Duke. I don't know that there are any systems that are in place at those schools that are better dealing with like mental health. Duke does have, you know, multiple resources. I can't help but wonder if there are a lot of people who need to use those resources mm-hmm. that don't, because it's never really stressed to them to use it. And I think that might be something we need to do better. Everyone you meet on Duke's campus is a Duke student. They beat out a lot of people. There might be some inherent stress there by surrounding yourself with people who value their academic thriving at the same level. On the tour, no one tells you how stressed everyone is. They shouldn't, because that would probably deter people from coming.
And to what extent do you think that emotional issues or mental health problems would arise at any higher education institute? Do you think these feelings are more so a product of the stage of life that we're at, or do you think it is really heavily dictated by our environment?
It's obviously a little both. You know, now we're adults and we're on our own, but we don't have much experience with that yet. And so we're just now hitting all these milestones of hardship. However, being at Duke doesn't really help. Social culture here is definitely not a great help for a lot of people.
You had a quote in your piece about how Duke makes isolation attainable through its backbreaking workload and a social scene almost entirely grounded in Greek life. So my question to you is, what would you change about Duke's social structure that you think would create a more forgiving environment that would better suit the emotional needs of students?
We've seen trends with Florida State and other schools that have completely done away with their Greek system. I don't think that that's the best solution, because there are a lot of people who join groups because those are the best places for them. And unfortunately, because things are so exclusionary inherently, that hurts a lot of people. You just wish that there was a place for everyone to go. There's someone for everyone here. And oftentimes these people aren't really meeting each other. I don't really know how to make that happen, but I think that maybe a different kind of rush process.
And I think also in that sense, perhaps our social scene doesn't create opportunities for meaningful, authentic ways to meet people.
Yeah. Like
they're a little bit forced, and I think sometimes that lends itself to more artificial connections. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that's Duke-specific or really just college as a whole.
Unfortunately, a lot of the interactions you have with people in social situations are based around drinking and partying, and you don't really have a chance to talk to people or like learn about people.
And so the people that you feel like you have had really meaningful relationships with, where did you find them?
First and foremost, I did Project Arts, which is a pre-orientation program. Basically, the goal of these prios is to start your Duke experience with meaningful connections. And they do that by actually forcing you to learn about people's lives. That's something that I wish was more prevalent, where you can sit people down at night and just like talk about the things that matter to you and have people listen. I think that's something that's severely lacking. And an average Duke student spent how many years of their life perfecting their image for university to see and accept. So I think there's an inherent narcissism maybe that goes into that.
You also wrote about how it's easy for you to separate Duke as a place and Duke as an institution during challenging times because you've experienced them separately as both. Do you think it's fair for us as students to hold Duke as an institution accountable for the student experience?
I think you absolutely can hold the institution accountable. You trust the university to give you the experience that they promise when you enroll, because that's a major leap, is to say, okay, I'm going to give you my 4 years and you've told me all these things and now you should give me those things. It's hard because, like, what are we going to, how can you What can you do, I guess, is my biggest question, and I need to look into that more.
You also talked about how there's no malevolent entity behind the scenes who's purposefully trying to create isolation, and yet at the same time you also criticize how some of Duke's structures tend to break students. So I'm wondering how you reconcile these two convictions.
To say that, yeah, there's no one purposefully isolating people is to say that we are accidentally isolating people. There's no real push to, like, fix these problems. I honestly don't really know what's to be done, but I would love to try to find out.
So I'm often interested by the observation that I think Duke students and the type of students that Duke attracts want to stand out, and that's part of what gets us here. And yet at the same time, there seems to be a culture of conformity. And I'm wondering if you think one or the other characterizes students more significantly.
All of us come here to stand out people in our community, and then you get here and now you're not that because everyone's great. I think that really contributes to these issues of mental health and feeling insignificant, like you can't make waves anymore. Conforming academically is obviously much different from joining a group and turning yourself into a kind of socialite person that fits in. I think that probably feeds into it, that once we're kind of taught that we're not special anymore academically, then you rush and you're like, I'm not special anymore, and I've just learned that, so now I have to be who these people want me to be.
You talked about how this is the environment that we're sort of just resigned to face, which I must admit was tough to read. I want to push you on whether you fully believe that this culture is permanent or that shifts could take place.
You know, we only have 4 years. That's not that much time. You know, if I say that this is the culture I'm resigned to face, it's because I don't think it's going to happen by the time I graduate. I don't know that our culture here is angry enough about these issues to effect a change that would be meaningful and helpful for everyone. I think it's possible that we could take steps in that direction, but I don't think we're going to find the answer. It's good that we foster an environment where those answers are sought.
And if you were to impart one takeaway message to your readers, what would you want them to know?
There are a lot of problems here, and there are a lot of problems in life. They can really weigh you down, but there is a lot of beauty here, and the people and the things that we do and the way we interact with each other that often goes unacknowledged.